And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Winning, let me tell you, winning. The media here, by the way, has done nothing about this. The issue with Colombia, my sources tell me that Colombia is a country in somewhere south of Florida. So it's run by this communist, and Colombia has coffee and bananas and flowers and cocaine, and they send all that up to the United States. And so now that Trump is in office, he's rounding up the illegals, the really bad, bad guys, the worst of the worst, and shipping them back to their countries of origin. Well, a lot of them are from Colombia. So they piled a lot of them onto this plane. They fly them to Colombia saying, you take these horrible human beings and put them back in your prisons. And the president of Colombia, this Marxist communist idiot, says, no, we're not going to do that. We don't like the way that you brought this in with the plane, and we're not sure we want to do this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. Trump is playing golf. He's playing around a golf. Apparently, he's a very good golfer. A lot of people who know the sport have said, I know. But they're saying this guy's actually a very good golfer. Trump finds out about this as he's playing golf, that this communist from Colombia is saying, no, we're not going to be accepting all these people that you're sending us, all these horrible illegals that have done these horrible things. Because, and he came up with some excuse. While Trump is playing golf, he issues a statement saying, in essence, if Colombia does not do this, we're going to be imposing tariffs on Colombian products, coffee and flowers I guess bananas. I don't know. Maybe they send bananas. And oh, by the way, we're also going to institute travel restrictions on Colombian officials so they can't come to the United States. Well, when the head of Colombia heard this, he made a 180-degree turn and said, oh, never mind, that's fine. Yeah, you can bring him in here. Just the threat of tariffs and travel restrictions was enough to eliminate this problem in a matter of nanoseconds. Trump found, the key thing here is, the reason I mentioned about golf, the key thing is this. Trump found out about this problem as he was playing a round of golf. He offered the solution, which is tariffs and everything else, if Colombia did not change its position. As he's playing golf, Colombia does a 180-degree turn and says, oh, yeah, okay, fine, we'll accept him. Meanwhile, Trump is still golfing. He solved this problem while he was golfing. Jeez, this is unbelievable. You talk about winning. This is absolutely unbelievable. Also about winning, J.D. Vance had to put up with CBS. God, they're just one of the worst ever. They're just so horrible. And he was talking to this idiot woman from CBS, and really just another masterful job. I wanted to share this with you because he did such a good job here with this.
2 weeks ago, you were on Fox News and you said, if you protested peacefully on January 6th and had Merrick Garland's Department of Justice treat you like a gang member, you should be pardoned. If you committed violence on that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned. Did you counsel the president against these blanket pardons for 1,500 people?
Well, Margaret, I noticed...
including those who committed violence.
Margaret, I noticed that you cut off the thing that I said immediately after that. The full quote is that, of course, there are gray areas. And here's the nature of the gray area. Merrick Garland's Department of Justice denied constitutional protections in the prosecutions. There were double standards in how sentences were applied to the J6 protesters versus other groups. What the president said consistently on the campaign
case
is that he was
basis.
Going to look at a case-by-case basis.
This is blank.
And that's exactly what we did. We looked at 1,600 cases, and the thing that came out of it, Margaret, is that there was a massive denial of due process of liberty, and a lot of people were denied their constitutional rights. The president believes that. I believe that, and I think he made the right decision.
Daniel Rodriguez used an electroshock weapon against a policeman who was dragged out of the defensive line by plunging it into the officer's neck. He was imprisoned, sentenced to 12 years, 7 months. He got a pardon. Ronald McAbee hit a cop while wearing reinforced brass knuckle gloves, and he held one down on the ground as other rioters assailed the officer for over 20 seconds, causing a concussion. If you stand with law enforcement, how can you call these people unjustly imprisoned?
Margaret, you're separating, there's an important issue here. There's what the people actually did on January the 6th, and we're not saying that everybody did everything perfectly. And then what did Merrick Garland's Department of Justice do in unjustly prosecuting well over 1,000 Americans in a way that was politically motivated?
Is violence like that against a police officer ever justified?
Violence against a police officer is not justified, but that doesn't mean that you should have Merrick Garland's weaponized Department of Justice expose you to incredibly unfair process, to denial of constitutional rights, and frankly, to a double standard that was not applied to many people, including, of course, the Black Lives Matter rioters who killed over 24 people and never had the weight of a weaponized Department of Justice come against them. The pardon power is not just for people who are angels or people who are perfect. And of course, we love our law enforcement and want people to be peaceful with everybody, but especially with our good cops. That's a separate issue from what Merrick Garland's Department of Justice did. We rectified a wrong, and I stand by it.
No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. Have you noticed any time there's any kind of discussion on the part of this useless, legacy, dying corporate media, it's about the pardons regarding January 6th, our political prisoners? And well, what about this? What about that? And yet you've got Joe Biden, these Democrats, who pardoned God knows how many thousands of people and commuted sentences and everything else, of prisoners who had done a million times worse than anything the January 6th political prisoners were accused of doing. By the way, for the local media here, they keep talking about insurrection and killing and this, that, and the other. If there really was an insurrection on January 6th, which obviously there was not, it was a Fed insurrection, but let's say that it was an insurrection. Why wasn't anyone charged with insurrection? If the January 6th political prisoners actually killed anyone, which they did not do, but let's say they did, in fact, the left and the media, God, you just cannot hate the media enough anymore. You really can't. They're saying, well, you know, five police officers were killed and this, that, and the other January 6th political prisoners, Donald Trump is bad, mean, bad, bad, bad. Okay. Why wasn't anyone charged with homicide? If the January 6th political prisoners actually did any of these things, which of course they did not, why weren't they charged with any of these things? not even charged. Be one thing if they were charged and a jury found them not guilty. No, they weren't even charged with any of these things. Meanwhile, Biden has released, has pardoned some of the worst human beings in the history of humanity. And I wouldn't be surprised if they bought those pardons. I can't prove it. I have no smoking gun evidence, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. And the media, nothing. But oh, January 6th, what about this? You know, what about that? No matter how much, I mean, I say this a lot, but it's honestly, it's true. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. You really don't hate them enough. We'll be talking more tomorrow about the Blaine Bridge fiasco. Try to get ODOT on the air here to give us their side, why they blew off the big meeting. We're going to get Ron Ferguson back on the air here and give us the latest. ODOT's supposed to be giving him some big information today, so we'll be talking with him tomorrow about that. Also, more with Weirton and this useless mayor, Dean Harris. If you read between the lines what everyone is saying with these stories, and again, the media won't tell you this out front because, you know, they're just, it's all propaganda. But whenever you have someone like an Aaron Check, who I like, who is a Hancock County commissioner, saying, we've got to get everybody together, the governor's office, National Guard, rural water, public service, you know, blah, 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 blah. We got to get people potable water and this, that, and the other. What she is really saying is that none of this has happened yet. And that the mayor of Weirton, this useless Dean Harris, is incapable of doing it. Because if he were capable of doing it, think about this. Just think about this. If the Weirton mayor, Dean Harris, was capable of doing this, if he had any level of competence, he would have done all of this weeks ago. But you have now Hancock County going, oh my gosh, this guy Dean Harris is even dumber and worse than we thought he was. They can't get water to their people. They're not doing anything. We got to get everything organized and involved in this, that, and the other. And then the key point here is this. In recent discussions with the mayor, Dean Harris, we agreed that this is an all-hands-on-deck situation, which means that everybody else has to do the work of Mayor Dean Harris because he is clearly incompetent, or else he would have done this a long time ago. You can't figure out a way to have plenty of backup water for the people, potable water, when you know there are all these problems with the Weirton Area Water Board. The citizens of Weirton are being waterboarded. And there doesn't seem to be one competent politician, one competent leader, who has done anything about this for weeks. And we're supposed to pretend, well, everything is okay. It's going to get worked out. How about if we hold somebody accountable for their incredible incompetence? How about if we try that for a change? Hold someone accountable.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.